picks Neil Atkinson with Clive Tyldesley to do a little bit different, because the league's broken, I would argue, into quite a predictable pattern at this stage. The sides that you would expect to be at the top are the three that are at the top. The sides that you'd expect to be challenging for fourth are the ones that are challenging for fourth. The sides that you'd expect to be in the bottom three or around the bottom three by the end of the season, I think the bottom six occupy those places so far, and that seems about right. We all expect Crystal Palace and maybe Wolves to find a bit of form from somewhere, but it is already the way we expect it to shape. So we've decided to pause on our regular summation of where we feel as though everyone is until the next international break. And instead, what we want to talk about, Clive, is three successions. So we want to talk
about this is succession. The new season of Succession. You didn't think it was going to happen, folks, but here it is.
Here it is with Clive Tyldesley, who was present as Bob Paisley passed the reins to Joe Fagan, present as Joe Fagan passed the reins to Kenny Dalglish, and as Graeme Souness picked up the reins for the season proper. I think it's worth saying he does the last four or five games of the season before, but I think the season proper is more interesting with the summer as well in there, Clive. We'll start with Bob Paisley handing over to Joe Fagan. He's obviously handing over the champions at the point at which Paisley hands it over. It is fair to say there was an expectation around Liverpool at that point that Joe's job was to come in and win, but it was obviously not the same as it had been under Bob, who'd been at Liverpool since deep into the 50s at that point, and it was a bit of a major change for the club.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to veer off at a tangent for a couple of minutes and say, remind people under the age of 153 that I came to Merseyside right at the, well, my second job was for working for Radio City in Liverpool. I arrived in the March of 1977 and Liverpool won their first Champions League title, their first European Cup in the May.